it's me. I must have messed up. And she walks over to my mic and she goes, I did those notes, those harmonies in studio that you're doing live.
Mm.
And she said, you are for now and forevermore my soprano.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that was such a, you know, a major compliment because those soprano notes were not easy, believe me. But I'm a natural soprano. I do definitely some second alto and alto work, but I contribute a lot of my range to my grandmother and my mother and my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
We sing hymns. Hymns often come with, and the guys can attest to that, hymns come with harmony.
Of course.
So I'm just learning different facets of quartet and harmony from church allowed me to be able to, you know, find a lot of different places in my vocals.
Okay.
I do a lot of my own, I do all my own backgrounds as well. So
Now,
I'm leaning heavily on my early training to play with a lot of my range.
So let me ask you this, because it sounds like you can go down to contralto and then, but your main instrument is soprano.
That's correct.
My question is, how much above that soprano octave can you go? Because I don't know. I just heard something in your voice that tells me that you can reach that whistle register. Can you?
That is correct. I actually have a song that's unreleased. It's a remake of an old school song that I did the whistle note at the end of it. Ty can tell you. And I called Ty and I'm like, listen to this.
Wow.
And hit it, you know, clean and full on. So yeah, I definitely have that.
Okay. So.
She does.
I could hear it. I could hear it in her music. It's something that tells me, I said, good Lord. It kind of reminds me of maybe a Minnie Riperton type.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the music has to do that. So production is so important to all three of us. I know to have those good, productions so that it carries through to my vocal. So the producers really helped me find those good places.
Oh my God. And you know what? And you also have the ability to connect. Oh, you know, I'm just so intrigued by your artistry. Thank you. Is that what makes you, or what inspires you?
You know, I was having this conversation with Ron. He's often telling me to accept destiny or accept greatness. You've almost got to understand what you were made for to answer that broad question, right? It's like, what am I made to do? And so what helps me to connect and to be inspired is to remember my destiny. The beginning of me is to be a singer. I've always wanted to be a singer. The music is in me and the writing is in me. As long as I can identify with what I'm made to be, I can be comfortable and confident to relay it down to my audience.
Wow.
But I have to know it for myself first, and I appreciate Ron. I know the guys do too, that he's a manager, yes, but there's also that moment of helping the artist in guidance too, because artists, we can get wayward sometimes in what we want to do. So there's that guidance and there's that daily just push to remember just who I'm made to be.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
You know, and I could appreciate it because just like, Waymaker and I, we talk, there aren't many days that I talk to him every day. Sometimes it's twice a day. It could be up to three times a day because Waymaker, we're going to connect the dots. Okay. No, we're going to connect the dots. We're not going to put this thing out at the last minute. We're going to organize this.
That's right.
And so Waymaker and I, we have defined our roles. He does certain things on this network, and I do certain things with our shows, okay? He takes care of his, and you better believe, he damn sure makes sure I take care of mine. He calls me in. said, damn, man. No, and guess what? But you need that.
You need
that. And I think that's where Ron comes in. If I'm not, if that, am I missing something here? Wow. Not Shyvana, I love you already. You're brilliant.
I love you definitely.
You know, you're actually brilliant. And you have that factor, that it factor.
Thank you.
The ability to connect. Waymaker and I are committed to make sure that we connect you with our audience, okay?
That's right. I'll make sure to keep bringing you and pinning you great records. That's always the goal when it comes to me. And I know the guys is our music.
Right. Well, you have my phone number. Okay. Your manager, Ron, has my number.
Yes,
Ron?
Sir.
Look,
yes, sir.
Don't play. If you got some great sending.
Not at all. Push up a button. It's coming.
All right, my friend. Be right back. Monday Night Madness. Shyvana Adams.
Lightning and thunder, we've been through hard times and we've made it all the way through. Our love is so real that it makes me wonder why our love is so real. I wanna know what it's got all that.
Hey, sweetheart, I can't afford to keep breaking mics around here. But you have one of these voices. It's intoxicating. I mean, one of these voices there. If I'm driving down the street, L, Ty, D.A., Ron.
Yeah.
I might get pulled over for a DUI because I'm listening to her music. Ain't had a damn thing to drink. Okay. Oh, no, no. And I'm just being silly right now. I love being silly. Okay. Silly is not a bad thing. Be silly sometimes. Yeah. I'm serious about this. I just absolutely love your voice.
Thank you so much. That record is special. I recorded it and lost the entire session. Then I had to pause because I did the Color Purple musical. I played Suge Avery. Right before the musical was done, I got back in the booth and I finished the record again. And I dropped it like the week of Curtain Call. As soon as they closed the curtains on the musical, I dropped the single.
You know, it sounds pretty exciting here. And I have a question. And before, it's amazing. Hey, Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And the rest of you guys, I want you to close your ears for a minute. Okay. Waymaker, do you think it's possible we can have this young lady back on maybe cultural excellence? You know, sometimes in the future, you think?
Absolutely. I think she's go perfect with ladies' nights. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Summer Wolf, Mika Mika, Butterfly, Miss Oretta, Lady Night. So you pick my brain.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because we have Lady Night. Yeah, we have ladies' night and we're gonna have men's night too. So
yeah.
Don't think we just cater just to you ladies.
hey, speak for yourself. Okay. Hey guys, no, I'm just joking. But I do enjoy ladies' night, man. Oh man, oh man. We had Mika. Oh my goodness. Who do we have on? We had Mika. We had Summer Wolf. Oh my.
And Jason A.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Lord.
You know, sometimes we're underrepresented in Southern, not sometimes, oftentimes we're underrepresented in Southern Soul. It's a very known fact, and we're hoping to change those things. So I love to represent the Queens. I love to showcase.
You know what? Hey, you know, forget them clowns. You can come here. I will make sure. I would make sure you have a platform. Look, let them other fools miss out. I don't care. I know how they do that. Hey, look here. No discrimination here. As a matter of fact. Okay. Hey, guys, close your ears. I'm going to give you a pass. look here. You a shoe-in. Are you serious right now? No. See, that's what guys are so stupid. Man, look. And then you go home.
I think they just have to know that women can, there's no genre of music where there's not a superstar woman, right? Doesn't exist. And so I just hope more and more that for this genre of music, that there's more of an open heart to it, because women, we can be headliners. We can, you know, sell out stadiums all over the globe. It is a known fact. So.
Right.
I'd love to come and represent for the
ladies. Yeah. Shavana, look here. Yes, sir.
WB. Shavana, if me, Ron, and WB have anything to do with it, we will make sure that happens. Okay?
Look, you can count on that.
We're going to change their idea on what direction they need to head in.
Yeah. Trust me. And you know what? I'm the first one to say, a fool is a fool. And any man that wanted to, look, discriminate on that, you're a damn fool. Anyway, hold on. Baby, is this that one? Ty.
Try
in the house.
JL is in the house.
JL is in the house. Come on, man.
Sometimes I believe I can fly because of you, baby. You build me up when I can build myself.
You build me up when I can build myself.
You tell me I know if I just let you go. I never thought that I'd find love like this, so I stopped searching. Ever since I met you, I've been can love you better. You deserve the best version of me.
You deserve better. You deserve better. You deserve better. I'm giving you my best. Every heartbeat in my chest.
She won't, I know what she needs.
time to conversate.
Up it right there. Woo. We have a few questions for Mr. Taiwan. Hey, Ty.
Yo, what's good with you?
Man, are you enjoying the show so far?
Absolutely, absolutely, man.
Man, welcome to the buzz,
blessed
brother.
Blessed to be here, man.
Thank you. You know, that means a lot to us. That really does. You guys want to be here. That's the difference, man. And it's not one of these interviews. No, it's not that. It's a conversation because we want to know about who you are. How did you get there? What inspired you? And I always started with this question, Ty. What age did you start singing?
Okay. I started out singing very young. I actually went to a performing arts school when I was in elementary, so like five years old on, like about seven, I was doing, you know, school play, well, musicals with the, you know, with the performing arts school that I went to. Unfortunately, we moved away when I was about 11, so I had to, you know, start trying to make friends and that kind of thing. But by the time I got to like 15, I was like fully doing music, you know, trying to do it professionally, like, you know, seeing New Edition and all of those other guys do it. Right. I got into a group and we actually signed with Fully Loaded Records, and they had at the time they were working with I don't know if you know who Chris Stokes is, but they were working with him heavy. And so I got to be around a couple of, you know, even though we were, they might have been a little bit younger than us, but they were superstars like Immature and some of those artists we got to be around. So it was a learning experience, I say.
And where were you? What town? What city?
So I actually, but when I was 15, I lived in Texas.
Okay.
So I actually, when I was in, when I went to the performing arts school, I was in New Jersey.
Okay.
So I'm born in New Jersey, kind of grew up in Texas. Okay. When I was about 19, I moved to Alabama.
Uh huh.
That's when I met Ron. So, you know,
okay.
Ron had a studio at his house or whatever, and used to go over there all the time, and you know, we did a lot of stuff, man. We had a great time doing that.
Uh-huh.
I ended up signing again. That was in 2000. I ended up signing with Universal. I was in a group called Interlude, went to California, and I don't know if you guys know who Hal Jackson is, but he's like one of the first black radio presenters. Mm-hmm. Like he had a long standing show on mainstream radio.
Right.
And so his daughter, Jane Jackson, she just loved us, man. She took a liking to us. She's responsible for stars like Halle Berry and Jada Pinkett. She was launchpad for all of them.
Right.
And so she took us to California, man, and we didn't have to perform. Like, they literally listened to the demo and was like, hey, what we got to do? So it was, so,
So this was your group. This was your group, right?
Yeah, this is a group that I was in.
Okay. But I want to back up. I want to back up a whole bunch of steps here right now. Okay, before I drop this. When you met Ron, had you recorded your first song yet?
I did, because I had already had a deal, and it didn't go well, and I kind of wasn't. Uh-huh. I so bad wanted to get back into music, and so a friend of mine told me, "Hey, I know this guy," mm-hmm. and he took me over to his house, and I seen they had a whole little setup and everything, and they started playing me tracks, and I just started singing.
Okay.
That's how it happened, yeah.
Right? So, my Nick, and any of your panel, you guys can jump in. Okay, Ron, you included. Okay. All right. Just don't think you're going to sit back in the cut and not participate. All right. Okay. And any of you guys can jump in here. My question is, Ty.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
When did you realize, in your heart of hearts, that you had something that you could sing?
You know what? I'm be honest. I like I said, I've been singing all of this time, and it really wasn't until I started singing by myself. Mm. The moment that I started singing by myself, it just felt different.
And when was that? When was that? At what age?
It literally was 2014.
Wow. 2014.
I literally started just saying, you know what? Let me rely on me. And if, you know, if I fail, it'll be because I failed myself.
Isn't that something?
And not because of anybody else. See, all the other things that happened to me prior were due to something else happening. So, this was just me taking control of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I've been having a blast ever since, like learning and experiencing, you know, exploring myself, man. It's something different, man.
You know, what's really different. No, not different, but Waymaker can jump on this, because Waymaker and we changed our entire destinies in 2014.
There you go.
Ooh, he said 14, didn't he?
He did say 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when I went independent.
Wow.
In a couple of my businesses.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have a financial business also. I'm a licensed stockbroker and financial advisor and blah, blah, blah. So I have a corporation. I formed that. And this is why we have this show on Wednesdays called Cultural Excellence in Music, Art, Entertainment, Education, and Business, right?
I guess there's always that pinnacle moment, and it's so wonderful to hear Ty say that, because Ty and I we're kind of kindred spirits in our songwriting and just in our mindsets about being an artist. And to hear him kind of have some a similar story about growing up in performing arts, but to hear that moment that he had to trust in himself and gain the confidence and, you know, step out on his own faith, it's a great testament to him as an artist.
It is. Thank you. Hey, anybody? Ron.
WB.
I'm sorry. Okay. Wait.
WB, hold on 1 minute before we go any further. I got to ask Ty something. Because I believe in grinding. I believe in the harder you work, the harder you must work, okay?
Right.
To get to your destiny. And I don't know, a determined person, a creative person, I don't know if we'll ever get there. And I did say we. But we'll be on that road. So what do you think of all of your experiences that you have had thus far? What role do you think you need to take to excel? What your thoughts are?
I'll be honest. I believe I am on the right path right now, and everything that I'm doing. I think that you know, it's a being able to sit back and understand the importance of having a team.
Yes.
The importance of, you know, proper planning. The importance of, you know, knowing your audience, knowing yourself, mm-hmm. being able to, you know, and that all of those things play a key role in your success. Like if you're, absolutely. If you just throwing music out there hoping something stick, that ain't gonna work for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in the wrong business.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know what, man, I don't know how old you are. You look very young, but it seems like you are very, very wise, man. And I will sign off on everything you just said. So thank you so much for gracing us.
I appreciate that.
And, but no, you're not going anywhere yet. Okay. All right. Because we got something for you. Let's finish this up. Yeah. Coming up, A.D., Mr. Al Davis, right here on The Buzz. You handle with me, WBNDA, the Waymaker. Come on, man.
I've
been waiting for you to let me in. I know you think that you want so much more. But I promise you, if you let me in, all we'll do is win. Hey, baby,
girl, I know
you got your type, and I'm so different from me. I'm not asking for a fool, and I just need have a chance. Your intuition's telling you to go for it. I promise you, it's worth it. Just give me. Cause when I'm around, all you wear is a smile. Do you know my intentions? Cause when you're around, I wanna give you love as long as a mile. Hey, I know you're looking for different. Girl, I can give you what's missing. I can heal your broken heart if you give me a chance. I told you that I'm different now. Give me your head and lose yourself in me. You see, I got what you need, yeah. Lose yourself.
How did it accidentally come up? How did that accidentally, which really wasn't an accident, to come up? But we just, before I go on and continue. You know I'm lying. You guys know there was no accident. back. Monday Night Madness, WB and the district attorney. That's amen. Right. D.A. the Waymaker. Hey, man, oh, man, oh, man. You know, I tell you what, the Waymaker and I, we're committed to make sure we connect the dots. And this wonderful music that you guys have produced needs to be shared around the globe. I'm going to go to Ron real quick. Yes, Ron, you mentioned to me that your artists are on the charts in several locations. And please tell our global audience, and we can go around the board here, your artist that's on the
charts. Start off with Shavana. She's been number one on Urban Influencer. I think it's twice. She's been certified gold downloads.
Come on.
She's charted everywhere. I mean, there is so many accolades. I don't think how much more time you got left.
Well, look here. I want you to answer my question. Take as much time as you need.
Okay. Well, she got several different recognized situations that she is. What is it? An AMG nominee as well. BT nominee as well. She's won four already.
Come on.
So it'll be a 2-time ZBT winner as well. Kansas City's People Choice. Again, many accolades that she has. And her biggest accolade to me is her heart.
Man.
You know, I got a gold heart. So, you know, you can't give enough of that. Ty is currently number one on iTunes.
Come on.
Number 18 on, if I'm saying it correct, Ty, make sure. Number 18 on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Number 18 with Mr. Fix-It.
Number
three. We just hit number three on iTunes UK with Lose Yourself.
Come on,
song
man.
Just played. We
been number one with Urban Influencer.
Yep, we did number one with Urban Influencer and what was it? Radio Airplay Experts.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had me and Shavana, we both hit number one on those.
On the same day.
Yeah, on the same day. That's the crazy part.
Oh!
On the same day. I went number one in R&B. Oh. She went number one in Southern Soul.
Wow.
Man.
So I did.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. You know, okay, we got Mr. AD, Al Davis. Come on.
Al is phenomenal himself. We went, in fact, it's still escalating. On the charts. I know we're number four on Daddy Be Nice. We're number 14 on, I know we got to number 12 on Urban Influencer. We are currently in 5 different locations.
Come on, son.
Grenada. Yep. I think the highest ranked so far right now is 13 with Country Boys.
Man.
In charts. Let me see. Back to Ty is currently the artist of the month for Italy. Currently, right now, artist spotlight.
Hey, man. You know what? With Country Boys, I think we hit number one on two different charts.
Yeah, number one.
Wow.
As well.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, another chart you hit number one on. That's this one right here.
Mr. King of Carolina, Jones.
Let's go.
And we back.
That's
we
this back one like right here.
I need to represent for all them country boys.
No, I love this song, man.
Back, raise one hand up, cause we've been to represent. If you ready, I'm ready.
Represent, bro.
Let's go. See?
You can't get it. You can't get used to listening to this, man. That jam. Come on. This bad jam right here. I'm converted. No longer am I a city boy.
No,
I gotta do it. Come on. I'm convicted. Come on, man. D.A., I need my hat. I need my hat. Come on, stop playing.
I talked to the lady yesterday.
Yeah. I know. Woo! This jam. I love this. Come on. Sal Davis. Taiwan. Jeter. Joe. Don't like you. They know who I'm being. When I'm walking through that cowboy hand, the king is on the seat. Pass me the shine so I can get down. I'm getting down. Country boy. Come on. The buzz. Global radio. DA, that's a first. That's a first. We never played one song three times.
Nope.
On the same broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We're gonna have a good time.
It's Al Davis. AD. In the house. Come on.
My
man.
Me and my baby stepping out tonight.
No.
Stepping the Chevy under the moonlight. Grooving to our favorite.
Monday Night Madness. You guys are hanging out with me, WB and DA.
Romance, yes, baby, on the dance floor.
Hey, let this is where Talent meets the world, right?
Right here on Studio W, the Bull.
You better ask somebody.
Ooh,
woo! If they don't know, ask somebody else.
You know what? You can Google it. Google it.
I love to see her smiling face. Miss Black Coffee, no sugar.
It was,
no,
and we there. Google Play, Apple CarPlay. Oh, that. Come on.
Come on.
Not that I need him. Oh! Oh, baby! I just need to see better. Come on, man. Hey, G.
I love dancing with
Al Davis. Let the good times roll. A.D. L. Davis. Man, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming back. So that means that you had a good time the first time.
Hey, and I'm going to have a good time the next time.
And you're right, because you will be back. Man, I can't thank you.
Again.
Shavana, Taiwan, A.D.L. Davis. Ron, I've never heard, confession, Shavana, as great as you are, Ty, outstanding, my brother. A.D.
Thank you, brother.
Now, I meet you for the second time, so you don't count. Okay. No. But you guys are so magnificent. And now, AD, you are included in this. Because before you came on the first time, I had not heard your music. And this is a compliment to my brother, D.A. He said, WB, I'm going to send you, this is what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. He's in charge of the scheduling, right? And I made a decision. I'd never hear you guys' music before the show.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank
you. That's awesome. Never. Wow. No. Shavana, as beautiful and as great as you are, never heard your music. Ty,
I love you.
Never heard your music. And 80 before the first time, because see, I knew how bad you were. And he said, he's coming on again. I said, hell yeah. Okay. As bad as you are. But before that, I hadn't heard your music.
I love that, WB, because that means we got the most genuine reaction and this genuine connection from you and your platform tonight. That's awesome to me.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
I agree.
And I'm going to tell you something. Then, let's put a little salt and pepper and whatever we want to do seasoning on this. Because not only that, and I agree with you 1,000%, I trust the Waymaker. If he says,
thank you.
If he says, we're putting this person on, guess what?
Thank you, Jesus.
He don't have it going further than me because I'm the CEO.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
He has never, ever, ever, ever disappointed.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Most folks don't have that relationship with their business associates and partners and stuff like that. That is
right.
A blessing.
Yeah.
And that goes for
We're fortunate as well within our group.
Wow.
Under Ron's management to have that cohesiveness as well. Just that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just we're just all locked into each other, and even though we're different in many facets of our styles, our grind and our heart for music is all the same.
Isn't
our
it?
Love yeah. for music,
absolutely,
and one another. Just that genuine encouragement that we give one another is all the same.
And the beauty of that, and it is deeper than that, because in any business, and in any industry, how often do you find the trust factor?
That's right.
You can trust the person you're working with.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what we are building right here. Waymaker?
Absolutely.
Shucks, man.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And I appreciate, you know, you putting that confidence in me on making sure that not only do I bring good talent to the platform, but I'm always going to protect you and your company, period.
I appreciate that.
It's been a pleasure working with Mr. Ron. Me and him got a lot in common, man, because I manage artists as well. And I told him it was a must that he be on with his artist tonight, because nobody know what a manager, promoter go through better than his own artist. And mm-hmm. ain't nobody know the artist like the manager or promoter do.
And so you
supposed to be on with your team. Absolutely.
And I just met Ron. And based on what you guys are saying, and I know you, Waymaker.
Oh, yeah.
You're not in it for yourself.
No.
You guys are dedicated to your artists. And that is what a manager is supposed to be about.
That's right.
I'm going to drop this right now. We'll be right back.
Dip it low, dip it low.
Hey, Waymaker. You know we're going over, right?
Everybody to the dance floor. Hey.
Yeah,
okay, all right. So, they'll call me tomorrow and say, we need to shorten this show. I don't want to hear it.
Meet me on the dance floor. I'm ready to see. If you got a swivel here, put it on a circle for me. For me. I love the way your body moves. Move. Like trouble cookie.
It's the King of Drill Rhyme Blues. Y'all ready?
Put a twist in your ear.
Ooh, baby, baby.
And I'll take is like a snake, snake. When you're in your groove, the way you work it makes me smile. Girl, you're so fine. I want you to have my time.
Come on.
Poetry in motion, smooth like ice cream. On the tip of my tongue, if you know what I'm seeing, must be your shade. And I too fries. Girl, you're like a diamond, diamond in my eye. Girl, bring your body here close to me. Come feel this pressure, I want you to see. Come twist your body.
Ron Shepherd, Shavana Adams, T-Walk, Ty Wong. So far there, Ty Wong, Mr. Ty Wong, and Al Davis.
You know, WB, I have to add one thing real quick about Al. All that music you heard, Al produced it. And he also created Boys. So all the music, Country Boys, is by well.
Amazing stuff.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
And
I think
Al is a big brother. He's a wealth of information and encouragement from the business side of things, too, that he allows us to tap into. And so I'm always grateful for just kind words, encouragement, guidance, things that you don't get from everybody. So he's just been in the game so long, and we're grateful for him.